As I mentioned, the major parties are observing an election campaign truce today to mark Anzac Day. Politicians are attending services across the nation. The Prime Minister was at the dawn service in Townsville.
So our heroes don't just belong to the past. They live with us today. The men and women of our ADF come from every part of our continent. And with their service, a new generation of families who know the cost of war and sacrifice support them. They are a generation who also deserve to be remembered and honoured here today. They serve across the world in Iraq and Afghanistan, Israel, Lebanon, the Philippines, protecting our people, our interests, our values, and in the seas beyond our shores, protecting our borders as well. The call of the original Anzacs echoes on their chests today. And so on this day, we honour the past and the present. We remember the fallen, but we remember those who remain.
Prime Minister at the dawn service in Townsville, Opposition Leader Bill Shorten was at the dawn service in Darwin.
In the high cold passes of Korea, the jungle dark of Vietnam, the desert sand of Iraq and the steep mountains of Afghanistan, we see the same toll listed around Australia. Avenues of honour, where every tree stands for a young person lost. Humble stone monuments on a quiet corner in a country town with the same surnames, carved two or three times for brothers who never came home.
Opposition Leader Bill Shorten in Darwin. Once Anzac Day truce is over, election campaigning will be back in full swing. Sarah Martin is Chief Political Correspondent at The Guardian. Sarah, hello there.
Morning, Fran.
Both leaders are up north. The Prime Minister's in Townsville, Bill Shorten's in Darwin. I think that's his second visit to Darwin, Sarah, isn't it? And the PM was in Darwin yesterday. So what's with Darwin? It normally doesn't get much of a look in a campaign.
Yes, so they've effectively switched states today with the visit up to the Northern Territory. Now, one thing I think we've learnt from this is that the Labor government in Northern Territory is actually quite unpopular. And so the coalition now believes that those two seats up there, Lingiari and Solomon, are in play. Now, the Gunner government in 2016 won that election with 59% on a two-party preferred basis. And there's very little polling for the Northern Territory, but everyone believes that has swung back quite dramatically. And so the seats held by Warren Snowden and Luke Gosling for the Labor Party are in the coalition's sights. Now, this is despite them having margins of 8.2 and 6% respectively. It's very interesting to see that Bill Shorten is back there again. Obviously, he knows that they might be at risk. And there's been a redistribution as well, which has put the Robertson Barracks in Warren Snowden's seat. So the coalition believes its negative gearing, its attack on Labor's negative gearing policy is playing well with a lot of those ADF. Okay. Personnel who negatively gear properties.
Sarah, look, there may be a truce in campaign hostilities today, but it's been a pretty hostile campaign so far and suspect it's only get a little more aggressive over the final 3 weeks. We've seen a fair bit of negative advertising. I think this week's ad from the coalition on death taxes was an absolute doozy. Is there more of this to come?
Yeah, look, absolutely. The coalition is campaigning extremely negatively. There was a figure I saw the other day that something like 93% of the Liberal Party's ads on Facebook were negative, which was, an extraordinarily high number. They're not making the mistake they made in 2016 when they were very reluctant to campaign negatively. Of course, Labor has started the campaign perhaps a little more positively, but I don't think we should be under any illusions that they're not going to also roll out the negative ads, particularly as we get closer to polling day.
All right. And just briefly, Sarah, after yesterday's zero inflation figure, economists predicting an interest rate cut in the second to last week of this campaign. What are the optics of that? I mean, often a rate cut's good news, but in this case, it could be a sign of a struggling economy.
Look, I think this will be a very difficult one for the government to spin. Yesterday, both leaders were asked about it. Bill Shorten said this was a sign that the economy was in trouble. Scott Morrison pointed to things like electricity prices going down and said the Reserve Bank will also look at jobs growth, which is holding up. But the chance of a rate cut in the campaign is now sitting at around 60%. It's going to be very difficult for the coalition to say that this is a sign of their great economic management when it's clearly a sign that the economy is weakening.
Sarah, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks, Fran.
Sarah Martin is the new Chief Political Correspondent at Guardian Australia. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8 minutes to 8.